This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by ProPax with NT-Factor, a complete vitamin and mineral formula. NT-Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT-Factor repairs damaged cells, restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT-Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT-Factor for years, and now the 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158, that's 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. The second hour of our weekend program, you can call us at 877-726-8255. We'll take calls in just a moment, but coming up this hour, we're going to take a look at why, when you're sick, do you just feel brain fog, mentally sluggish? There's a reason for that. We'll take a look at it in just a moment. Also, a new test, a home urine test, promises to revolutionize our approach to prostate cancer detection and monitoring. And a new study links antibiotics to a raised risk of Parkinson's disease, all coming up this hour. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we got a call from Richard in Valley Stream, New York. How you doing, Richard?
Good, doctor. I'm concerned. I'm 72 years old. I'm in fairly good shape.
Yep.
I've been checking my blood sugar in the morning with a home meter for the last 3 months. And it's
okay.
Always, and that's my fasting sugar. In other words, I don't eat anything. As soon as I get up, I take the blood sugar, and it's always between 100 and 112, 114.
Mm-hmm.
I have gone
that's
to
that's actually a little high for a fasting blood sugar, you know, if it's truly
right.
Fasting.
That's why I'm really concerned about that. I went to the doctor. Usually when I do it, the regular lab is usually not in the 90s, but he did, I talked him into doing a three-hour blood test. Mm-hmm. And the initial one is four readings.
Wait, you took a challenge? You drank some like a cola
exactly.
Beverage? Right. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a glucose tolerance test. It's something like a mini glucose tolerance test. We like to let them go for like 4 or 5 hours, but you know, okay.
Right. So they took my blood initially it was 86 when they took it.
Right.
It was midday. Now I hadn't eaten in about 14, 15 hours.
Right.
So it was a little lower than when I usually take it at home. Then
yeah.
It was 132.
Yeah.
The next hour is 109, and then it dipped way down to 32. And even
yeah.
The doctor asked me, when he called me up, he said, "How did you feel on your way home when you left?" And I have to say, I felt a little shaky.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you had what's called reactive hypoglycemia. So you know, there's two types of hypoglycemia. Hypoglycemia that occurs all the time, which is relatively rare. And it can be due sometimes to a rare tumor called an insulinoma, which produces excess insulin, drives your blood sugar down continuously. That's relatively rare. But then when you do a glucose tolerance test, or alternatively, when you have a sugary meal, and people experience this on a daily basis, they'll have breakfast of, you know, a sugary cereal or something like that, or fruit and orange juice or bagel. And, you know, they're fine for a while. And then, you know, mid-morning, they just feel, you know, hangry and, you know, irritable, shaky, sweaty. And that is, you know, classic hypoglycemia. And you are hypoglycemic. So of interest is that when you wake up, your blood sugar is a little high. And that's common in people with dysregulated blood sugar because what actually prompts us to wake up is a surge of stress hormones, cortisol and norepinephrine, and these actually drive blood sugar up. It's called a Samogi phenomenon, named after a Russian physiologist who figured this out, is that in the morning, especially diabetics, they have trouble with, even though they've been fasting all night long, all of a sudden their blood sugar is relatively high in the morning, surprisingly so when they haven't eaten. And that's probably what's happening to you. Have you had a hemoglobin A1C, it's called?
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. It's the hemoglobin A1C. The last time I took it was 5. And it was, it's never
5.0.
Right.
Okay.
Right. It's never been more than 5.2, 5, you know.
Okay.
And even the regular blood, you know, the regular test that they give you is usually in the 90s, you know, 91, yeah. 92.
Sure, sure.
So it's, it's just disturbing, you know, that in the morning it's so high. You know?
Yeah, well, there's a workaround for that. There's a workaround for that, and that is to go on a low-carbohydrate diet, or when you have carbohydrates, have low glycemic index, slow-release carbohydrates, but even limit the intake of those. And, you know, you have some unstable blood sugar. I mean, it's a little high in the morning. It's a little low in reaction to a meal. You know, the strategy for you is to consume adequate protein and fat with each meal, not have any what are called naked carbs. That's a great term, which means that when you consume carbohydrates, say you're having some fruit, have some fruit at the end of a meal where there's ample protein and fat, to sort of buffer the effect of the sugar that's in the fruit. And don't have any, you know, don't have like sugary cereal with skim milk. That'll send your blood sugar up and then it'll plummet in a reactive fashion. See, that this is the result of an over exuberant insulin response. You eat carbohydrates, your body releases insulin to drive your blood sugar back down, but it overshoots the mark and you become hypoglycemic. So, yeah, I mean, how do you feel? Do you feel generally well or?
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, I do. I do long walks during, you know, almost every day. I walk at least an hour and a half. And when I take my blood sugar,
fasting,
the day,
you do that fasting.
Yeah.
Fasting, okay.
It's usually like in the 70s, you know?
Okay, great.
It'll be
and exercise also helps with that. And, the other thing is, you know, not just aerobic exercise, but strength training will build up your muscle volume and your muscles. The more muscle you have, the less likely you are to have erratic blood sugar. Your hemoglobin A1C is good because the net result of all this is that your blood sugar is low some of the time, driving the hemoglobin A1C down. Hemoglobin A1C captures your average blood sugar over the last 3 months. And so you're missing some detail there because you're not seeing the fluctuations. When you do a glucose tolerance test, you see that you have the potential to go really low. But ordinarily, you don't wake up fasting and then gulp down some, you know, a can of Coke, right?
Yeah, no, I don't. No, I don't know. I usually have, I'll have a couple of eggs in the morning with some spinach pie, little spinach cakes.
There you go.
And I may have, you know, I do.
That's a good way to go.
I have a couple of slices. Yeah, yeah. So I'm just going to have to just try to keep an eye. I guess that's the only way to really try to keep it, you know, down in the morning.
Chromium can help that. And also, you know, sometimes gymnema can help that as well. Gymnema sylvestri, which is a Ayurvedic herb, sometimes referred to as sugar destroyer. It actually helps people better adjust to blood sugar fluctuations. That may help you. But look, I mean, look. And frankly, at the age of 72, there's a little dysregulation in your blood sugar control, or maybe you're genetically susceptible to that. The good news is that your hemoglobin A1C is quite normal, and therefore, on average, you're not exposed to very high levels of blood sugar, which could damage your heart, damage your brain, damage your nerves, and lead to, and your kidneys as well, and lead to problems. So I think you'll be fine. I mean, you just need the right kind of dietary strategy. You got to be careful because you can have low blood sugar episodes, as so many people have. Probably 30% of the population is prone to this. And, you know, they have these commercials where they say, are you hangry? You know, these famous commercials that they run during the Super Bowl and, you know, premium commercial time. And they're great commercials. They had Betty White in one of those commercials. And the answer is to have a Snickers bar. Well, no, that's not the answer. The answer is to avoid sugary things because you're just, you know, when your blood sugar is low, you don't want to take a lot of sugar because it'll send your blood sugar up and then it'll go down and then you'll be on a blood sugar roller coaster all day long. It'll make things worse. So great call. Thanks for sharing. And I think your experience is relevant to what happens to a lot of people. And you're also very careful and scrupulous about kind of doing your own science fair project on your body and studying what's going on. I have this week in our newsletter, by the way, if you go to drhoffman.com, put in your email and you can subscribe to the newsletter. And don't worry, we're not going to pester you with lots and lots of promotions and, you know, sell our mailing list. We'll keep it to informative communications about health topics of interest. Our newsletter is, I think, very informative. I write it myself along with our nutritionists. And this week I read about continuous glucose monitors, CGMs, where you can actually apply a little disc to your skin. It penetrates the skin in a very superficial way, and it can monitor your blood sugar so people can really study minutely on a moment-to-moment basis their blood sugar levels. They can see what it is when they wake up. They can, and without finger-sticking, they can actually monitor their blood sugar fluctuations, see how they react to food, see how they react to exercise, sleep deprivation, time changes, you know, if they're traveling around. And this little disc just stays on your skin and monitors your blood sugar all the time. You can get a nice graph and you can find out a lot about, even if you're not diabetic. I mean, it's targeted towards diabetics, but more and more people like yourself are studying their blood sugars, seeing how they react to certain things. And you can gain a lot of insights about what certain foods do to your blood sugar from that. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Have you ever been sick or, you know, just achy and your brain's not working? You know, you just lose that mental edge. And it seems almost like when you're sick, there's a design feature in your body which limits the amount of stuff you can do. You feel achy. You just want to sit around. And even when it comes to trying to do any kind of constructive work, your brain shuts down. So what's up with that? Well, they studied this at the University of Birmingham in the UK in collaboration with the University of Amsterdam, and they've uncovered a possible explanation for the mental sluggishness that often accompanies illness. And you could also categorize this as brain fog. I hear so many people talking about when they come to see me that they have brain fog. And when I think about brain fog, I think of a couple things. I think of blood sugar problems because, like the previous caller, when your blood sugar is 32, your brain's not working, not getting any fuel. Your brain is starved of energy. because when it's dependent on glucose and the glucose is low, your brain's not working. But also, I think about inflammation, because inflammation, according to the researchers in a study, is a major cause of sluggishness and brain fog. The lead researcher in the study says, quote, scientists have long suspected a link between inflammation and cognition, but it's very difficult to be clear about the cause and effect. For example, people living with a medical condition or being very overweight might complain of cognitive impairment, but it's hard to tell if that's due to the inflammation associated with these conditions or if there are other reasons. So here's what they did in this experiment, and it's quite interesting, because how do they create inflammation? They gave people a vaccine. And so those of you who've had a shot, and, you know, you don't feel too good. You get the flu shot, and you just feel lousy and achy, but you also feel kind of brain dead. Well, a group of 20 young male volunteers took part in this experiment. They received a salmonella vaccine. That's not a common type of vaccine that people ordinarily get, but it causes temporary inflammation. And they use this as a way of determining whether inflammation affected performance, because they then tested these guys for cognitive responses to images on a computer screen a few hours after the injection so that their ability to perform could be measured. And they also measured brain activity with an EEG, an electroencephalogram. They applied wires and electrodes to their brains to see if their brain activity had changed. And indeed, it did. Their brain activity was reduced. Their performance was off. And the researchers say these results show quite clearly there's a very specific part of the brain network that's affected by inflammation. They say that further research might elucidate why patients with conditions associated with chronic inflammation, such as obesity, you're just being overweight. Fat cells generate inflammatory cytokines, interleukin, and so on, and just being at optimal body weight can reduce your burden of inflammation. People have kidney disease or Alzheimer's. They have inflammation. And the suggestion is that they might benefit from taking anti-inflammatory drugs. Well, I say, well, what about an anti-inflammatory diet? What about optimizing your weight? Could this not be an antidote to mental sluggishness and brain fog? This research, I think, is demonstrating what a lot of people experience. And the key is taking down our level of chronic inflammation, which you can do by avoiding sugar, by avoiding foods that you're intolerant to, avoiding gluten in some cases. These are great ways of enhancing your brain focus and concentration. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. Call us. We'll be right back. Are you looking to give your immune system a boost? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of health benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural, healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255 is our number, and somebody has availed themselves of the opportunity to record a question of that number. Let's hear it.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I love your show, and I thank you so much for all you do. You've mentioned an EBT heart scan in previous shows to determine if you have calcium in your coronary arteries. I asked the doctor about that because they've been trying to put me on statins, and I've refused to go on them. And the heart test that they seem to think might be the same thing as the EBT heart scan was some kind of a CT scan, and they said they would need to do it with contrast. And I guess that means like a intravenous type of radiation type thing. And I wanted to make sure this was the same test and find out if that is necessary with the EBT heart scan or if they can do it without the contrast. Thank you so much.
Okay, that's a great question. And so here's the deal. A lot of hospitals only test to what is reimbursable. And regular CAT scans with contrast are highly reimbursable, costing hundreds and hundreds of dollars, you know, maybe as much as, you know, $1,600. The hospital gets a lot of reimbursement. But for some reason, in their infinite wisdom, the insurers have decided that EBT heart scans are usually not reimbursable. They're cheap. You know, when you just go and get the retail test without insurance, it may cost, you know, in some areas, they're very competitive. It could be, you know, 100 or 200 bucks or 300 bucks. Not that much of an outlay. The advantage of the EBT heart scan is that it's much lower radiation. It's about 10% of the radiation you get with a regular CT scan. And you don't need contrast. It's an easy test. You go in, you lie down, you hold your breath for a few seconds, and they take a snapshot of your heart. And what they're looking at is they're not looking at every single organ within your chest, you know, your lungs and your heart and your aorta. They're just looking at the heart. And they can use less radiation. And the problem is that those scanners are not generally used by big hospitals. So I have trouble when I send people for tests. They say, well, I'm going to go to my local hospital. They say, well, they upgrade the test to a regular CAT scan, sometimes with contrast, which is what they do, not what I've asked for. People get additional radiation. You can get information about the degree of calcification you have. It's all a matter of programming, and they can apply a computer algorithm to the results and come up with a score. And that score ranges from zero, which is optimal. That means you have no discernible calcium, to in the hundreds. It was recently revealed, you know, in 2016 because, Trump had to come clean about his health records, that he had a calcium score of about 200 and change, which puts him at risk for cardiovascular disease, not super high. You know, people can get heart attacks with a score in the 200s, but they're not inevitably at risk. He takes a statin according to his medical records he's revealed. But this test is very helpful in terms of predicting whether you need to be on a statin. And what's fascinating to me is I have a lot of patients who come in, their cholesterol is like 240, 270, you know, even higher, even over 300. And sometimes we'll do the EBT heart scan and the result will be zero. You know, I did the test on myself. My result is zero, even though I have a cholesterol of 230. I also have a good HDL cholesterol. It's protective. It's in the high 70s. And So what it suggests is it's not just about cholesterol. Doctors inevitably see high cholesterol and they want to lower it. But that's simplistic because some people really don't need to lower their cholesterol when they have zero plaque. They've done studies that show that people with zero plaque achieve absolutely no benefit, no preventive benefit from getting statins. I mean, it's a little bit, I use the analogy of, you should wear seatbelts when you're in a car. But if you go in the garage and your car's sitting there and you say, I'm going to clean out my glove compartment, do you need to put on your seatbelts? Well, the car isn't moving. So you're not going to get any protective effect of using the seatbelts when your car is stationary in the garage. And that's the same situation for people who have a zero coronary artery calcium score, or CAC, of zero. So that test is valuable. See if you can get to a place in your area that really does the EBT heart scan. You know, lay out the $200 or $300 bucks that's necessary for the test. It's very valuable. It's really worthwhile. And then if you present the results to your cardiologist, if it's low enough, if it's zero or if it's single digits, they may relent if they're up on the latest research that shows that people with very low scores achieve no benefit. A lot of women your age may have relatively high cholesterol, but paradoxically a zero or a negligible calcium score. And, you know, I can't tell you the number of times that I've gotten people off the hook for taking statins by doing this test and proving that they have very little cardiovascular risk. It's a useful decision helper when it comes to the decision about whether to lower your cholesterol. 877-726-8255. Thanks for that great question. We've been talking a lot about fatigue on today's program and brain fog. And let me tell you about the only nutritional formula that's clinically proven to address these problems, whatever the cause, whether it be age or illness or inflammation or just being run down. It's NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics, and it works on the mitochondria, which are the energy powerhouses of your cells. And there are studies that have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. It even reverses some symptoms of aging. It's available in ProPax, which is a one-stop shop for all your vitamin mineral needs along with NT Factor. But say you have your favorite multi, and perhaps you're also taking fish oil and other supplements, but yet you still want to harness the power of NT Factor alone. Now there's healthy aging. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, providing you with unique energy support, a pure NT Factor in a potent delivery system that I've been taking for years. I don't go a day without taking my NT Factor. For a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. Please note that even though they're no longer shipped to Vitamin Shop, you could still find ProPax and Healthy Aging at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or, to order direct, you can call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Now, this new innovation, when it comes to prostate cancer, there's a lot of concerns about the PSA test. The PSA test can be inaccurate, and a lot of men avoid going to the doctor, getting blood tests, and worse yet, the DRE, the digital rectal exam. You know, put the rubber gloves on and snap, spread them, and it's you know, when I have to do it, it's unpleasant. It's unpleasant for the male. It's unpleasant for the doctor. As, believe me, I get no gratification from doing gloved rectal exams on patients. And now there's an innovation that may revolutionize our preventive testing for prostate cancer, but also monitoring. Because once you have prostate cancer, they have to keep testing your PSA and examining you rectally. And sometimes they have to do sequential biopsies to make sure that cancer is not progressing or come back. So this is a press release from the British Medical Journal. home urine test for prostate cancer could revolutionize diagnosis. Now, it hasn't yet been improved, but research from the University of East Anglia and the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital in the UK shows that their PUR test, it's spelled P-U-R, stands for prostate urine risk, could be performed on samples collected at home. And not only does it detect, you know, it's not binary. It doesn't just tell you yes, cancer, no cancer. It looks at gene expression and provides vital information about whether a cancer is aggressive or low risk. That's important because merely if you have prostate cancer does not mean that you must have surgery or radiation. Because some forms of prostate cancer are what are called indolent. They're slow growing. They're not going to kill you. And especially if they're discovered late in life, you can undergo what's called watchful waiting or a process by which you just monitor whether the cancer is progressing and you undertake lifestyle measures like diet modification, taking supplements and exercise that can really reduce the risk of the cancer becoming aggressive. So you can live with a prostate cancer diagnosis, but only certain types of prostate cancer are amenable to that. And this test may help us to differentiate who needs to have treatment from those who do not need treatment. And that would really be invaluable. So look for the PUR test to become available eventually. It's got to go through a lot of regulatory hurdles. It's got to go through, you know, all kinds of validation and approval and even insurance eligibility before it becomes routine. But tests of this kind may enable men to test at home and send the kid in for analysis to obviate the need to get frequent PSA tests or uncomfortable rectal exams. This is a fascinating new development in self-care, and I really think it's going to revolutionize our approach to prostate cancer. Tests like these eventually come to market within the next few years. 877-726-8255 is our number for today's special post-Thanksgiving edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to ensure your skeletal health. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the Bone Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links from my supplement starter kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. As always, I strive to provide you with the tools you need to make informed choices beyond the cookie-cutter care of today's healthcare system, and these new protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle, the same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. All right, headline, 2 in 5 have misdiagnosed themselves with serious disease after Googling symptoms. File this one under cyberchondria. You know, self-care is great, but when it comes to looking stuff up on the internet, you can get a lot of information. You can also get a lot of misinformation, and you can also convince yourself that you got a very serious health problem that you don't actually have. According to a poll recently undertaken of 2,000 Americans, more than 2 in 5, 43%, have convinced themselves that they are suffering from a serious disease after Googling their symptoms. You know, you get chronic headaches and you see, you know, aneurysms and brain tumors and meningiomas and glioblastomas and, you know, pretty soon you're off to the races. It's kind of like Woody Allen in the movie Three Sisters, you know. he's a well-known hypochondriac, and after being told that he had something in his brain, he thought game over. Turned out to be just you know, some smudge on the x-ray. This really speaks to the issue of medical literacy and health literacy, which is something that we really want to help you with Intelligent Medicine. Lots of you are well-informed consumers. You're above average when it comes to knowledge about the human body and how health functions. The body's a very complex operating system, and we spend a lot of time, we do driver's training, we train people how to use computers, but we really don't spend enough time educating young people and adults about how their bodies work. 65% of respondents in the survey say they've used Google to self-diagnose themselves, but the majority admitted that this practice ultimately yielded more harm than good. And all 70% of that group reported worrying even more after turning to Dr. Google. Reassuringly, 51% of respondents still consult a doctor as their first course of action. But there's a lot of reasons not to go to the doctor. Unfortunately, many Americans, 26%, don't even have a primary care physician. Another 6 in 10 admit that they actively avoid doctor's offices. Small wonder, right? They're expensive. The high cost of care was the most common response, followed by the belief that doctors will not believe what they say about their symptoms, 37%. And, of course, time constraints, simply not having time, was cited as a reason for not going to the doctor by 37% of people. They said what would motivate them to visit their local physician. Nearly half of respondents, 47%, say they would be more open to seeing a doctor if they knew the results would be explained to them in a clear manner, which is often not the case. I mean, I get so many calls from people who've just been to the doctor and they want me to tell them what, interpret what the doctor said, because the doctor didn't take the time or didn't have the communication skills to tell them what was really going on, what the implications are of their diagnosis. More affordable health care was cited by 46% as a motivator for going to the doctor. Also, time constraints. They say that going to doctors is often not convenient from a scheduling perspective. That's 43% of respondents. And the fact that they, according to the medical director who did this study, the fact that over half of U.S. adults turn to Google to learn more about their symptoms is unsettling. The fact that it can take weeks or months to see a doctor highlights the need for better solutions to testing, managing, and knowing your health. But the problem is there's a lot of information on the internet, but a lot of people don't have the health knowledge or literacy to put it all together. Before taking a short quiz, 68% of respondents reported they believe themselves to be knowledgeable about the human body, but the quiz denied that. For example, only 45% were able to successfully answer where the thyroid is located. Of course, it's at the base of the neck. Another 22% incorrectly answered that the thyroid is part of the respiratory system along with the lungs, and it's part of the endocrine system. So, you know, we're here to try and correct that lack of health literacy. This study suggests that there is a link between Parkinson's disease and the use of certain antibiotics. The antibiotics are two categories: macrolides, which include popular antibiotics like Zithromax, you know, the Z-Pak they give you when you have bronchitis or pneumonia, or erythromycin, a commonly used antibiotic, and also lincosamides. A popular lincosamide is clindamycin. It's not clear why, but it may be due to alterations in the microbiome. And now we're seeing that there is clearly a link between the microbiome and Parkinson's disease. So fascinating study suggesting that if you damage the microbiome, but only with certain antibiotics, there's a higher likelihood of developing Parkinson's disease. All right. Well, thanks for joining us this Thanksgiving weekend. All the best to you and your family and your loved ones. Keep listening to Intelligent Medicine. You can check out our podcast at drhoffman.com. You can follow us on social media, Twitter and Facebook. Lots of posts there, and subscribe to our newsletter. Remember, the Cyber Monday sale starts Monday, and you can get 10% off on all the supplements that we make available to you via the store at Fullscript. Have a great weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.